Sechta Uxin. We are in the middle of Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey Uxin. Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey. We're in the middle of Kol Yodis HaCholim. Let's chaz over. We did half of the Mishnah yesterday. Now we do today part two of the Mishnah. Let's turn to the page over here. So we're called for Kol Yodis HaCholim. All the Yodis HaCholim should be sussin.
We're in the middle of the Mishnah.
You threshed. But going to threshing for Tarim. All the yodas of food, which means we learn the Mishnah according to the Chazar Nish. A little bit different than what it says over here, a little more elaborate. There are three steps. There are three stages. There is this guy. He walks on it without the harness and the thing.
Three stages.
Right? Three stages. We learned this yesterday, right? And then afterwards you take the rake and you rake it up. And then afterwards you go on.
That's the second stage. That's the second.
Right. So during the second stage, so this stage, what's the chiddush? If I would pick it up with my bare hands, a stalk, what would happen? It would fall off. If I would try to pick it up with my bare hands, then the kernel will fall away. It's too weak. After the animal steps, it weakens it to the point where it's not strong enough to hold its own weight. But it's still beneficial that the stalk is attached slightly to the kernel, because if I use a rake, the rake will be able to sweep everything into one location. So it's still beneficial, even though it's not strong enough to actually pick it up, but being that it's still partially attached, that gives me the ability to move it around, to push it around with the rake. And then comes stage three. Stage three is completely separate. After you do stage three, then the kernel is completely separate from the stalk, and there's nothing more you can do. So it tells me the Mishnah, call Yodah HaYecholim, should be sussing, going
on. Learn on the bottom.
We did this already yesterday. That's what
so
we're not
let's
doing.
Do it on the bottom anyway.
No, Chaz, we did it yesterday.
You think you remember what you
did? I remember yesterday. Called Yadois Ha'oichlim Shabbosasim Begorin Yadois, the handles, the stalk of the Yadosh Hashi Balin, Shadosh, you threshed a son Begorin, the threshing full place, Begorin Behemo, Machlis, with the legs of the animal or with sticks, to Horin. Why? If he heals the tar, if Yishenem Ruyas Oil B'Shamish Kiyodos, they're no longer Roy to be M'Shamish, the Yad, it's not called the Yad. That intermediary state, it's so shvach, it's tar. If a tumor touches the Yad, the kernel does not become Tame. However, Yosim Tame, he holds note that it's good enough, they're still connected loosely. If you touch the Yad, touches the Yad, the kernel becomes Tame. Oyasan Kiyodos, Oil B'Hin Ruyas Lahapich, why? They're fit, they still serve a function in that they're connected partially. Ruyas lahapich al yadon, you can overturn through the yad, es roshei hashibolim ba'asar. You can push it around. Hainu bekilshoin, the kilshoin with kalshoin is a rake. Kalshoin means a rake.
Stop. Kol yodesh ha'echlim
shebisoson. You thresh. You take
this,
an animal, and the animal steps on it. This picture.
When
Shebe Sosan. Trampling. Look at the Hebrew. Yadoy Sosan Shebe Sosan Begoyren. Kishabahema. Dash.
Yeah.
Explains it. Kishabahema Dorechas Beragalech. When the animal steps with its feet.
Alatua.
He Markeves Es Hagiv Oilin. It's Markeves, its step. It's riding upon the Giv Oilin. It's stepping upon the stalks. Umechino Bekachan. Thus, it prepares it. Es hatzfuah lepuula sadayish, it's preparing it for the puula, the action, the malacha called dayish. Dayish is this: when you go on a special tool, a special platform, which has spikes, and you connect
to her. So at this point, they're tahar.
It's already tahar. Why? Machas lepuula dayish shalacha mikan chibur hagivol.
What do you mean it's tahar?
If a sheretz touches the stalk, the tumah does not spread to the kernel.
Because
it's loosely attached. It's no longer fully attached. The attachment of the kernel to the stalk is so weak, if I were to pick up with my bare hands the stalk, the kernel would fall off.
So the stalk is tahar.
No, not the stalk is tahar. The stalk does not have a din of a yad.
Therefore,
if a sheretz touches the stalk, right, and he explains the lamas, chibur, the connection, hagiv oilin, the stalk, litavua, to the seed of grain, nasarev is weak. It's extremely shvach, weak. The im ye'ochez, the givol, if I would bend down and pick up with my bare hands the stalk, lo yuchol atal teles hashibayles. I would be unable to move the kernel.
Not the kernel, the stalk.
The shibboleth is the kernel.
The givol
is the stalk. The
shibboleth in Parshas Mikheis.
What is the exact translation of the givol and the shibboleth? Let's go ask our friend Rabbeinu Google. Voshteito Rabbeinu Google. We want to ask you a shailon. We're going to ask you, Shaila, what is the meaning of the word givol and the meaning of shibboleth? No, don't keep us waiting here. Don't keep us waiting over here. Give oil. Givol means a stalk. Look, you see? Look, a stalk.
What shibboleth mean?
And shibboleth means ear of corn. A shibboleth is an ear of corn. Ear of corn, the vertex, the spike, the whirlpool current. Okay? So I'm telling you that it doesn't maybe make a difference. Maybe I'm letting
you. The inside.
Okay, another picture over here. Here we go. Achlosh tvocha mitachas l'shibolas. This is the shibolas. Mitachas l'shibolas. This is called the shibolas, the top. And the givol is the bottom part. Why called shibboleth? Okay, so this from here to the top is called the shibboleth, and from here to here is called the givol. Let's see, where is the word givol? Ashtosh tzvach and mitachas the shibboleth, mishamish akana yad, the shibboleth, and maybe as a tumma, imkotza as a shibboleth, the mata, mishosh tzvach, where to service, eina mishamish yad, the shibboleth, or eina maybe as a tumma. Okay, so this is called the shibboleth. So this is called the shibboleth. By process of elimination, this must be called the givol.
The givol.
Now we got him on. Let's go back. The chibor ha-givol. The givol is the lower portion. The tua maser roifef. The yeoches be givol.
Roifef, but the roifef.
Means weak.
Yeah.
Or weakling.
Right.
Chibor, the connection had the givol. This the stalk, the handle. The tour to the grain on top, which I am now substituting with the word shibboleth. Ma'aseh becomes, roifeh becomes weak. Be'im ye'ochoiz, if I were to hold on, begive all the bottom portion, lo yuchol l'taltel es ha-shibboleth. If I hold it on to the give all, this thing's going to topple over. The connection is shvach. That's not going to work. Lo yuchal talchol hashibolas be'em sos through the means hagiva. Why? Ki hashibolas shechibura naasa reifef. The shibolas, the top portion, has become weak due to this guy here, this fellow over here. You see this fellow over here? Handsome little fellow over here, has a tail. He's pressing down, he's stepping on it. He is weakened. T-ball, because it's so weak, it becomes weak. T-ball, it will collapse, the T-not take, and will become detached, min ha-givol. Good? So that's the machlokes. Now, what happens when you do this? When you do this stage? So the Chazonish says, la'acha mikan dosh es ha-tzua, the hadayish, this special platform, it has spikes. It's connected to the animal. It's pulling it. Completely severs the shibboleth from the givol. The achem ikan dosh etzvo v'hadayish mafrid. Mafrid means to completely separate. Legamre, complete separation. Es ha-givolim min ha-shibboleth. The givol from the shibboleth. So the question is, so therefore, if right now it's still connected, so what's machlokes? Machlokes is, here's machlokes. The connection is too weak for me to pick it up with my bare hands. But the connection is strong enough that if I take a rake and I rake it, I will be able to move the shibboleth by raking also the givol. That's the machlokes. You see what happens over here? This is what we learned yesterday. I'm itching.
Do you
want to
do the top
then? Yeah, we did this already yesterday. Yodas, all of the yodas, the givolim of the food, shebe sasan, that I almost stepped upon. Bagoyren, according to the Tishrei Rabbi Yosi, according to Tanakama, Tzoharim.
They're not considered anymore yad.
Achid, right. However, Rabbi Yosi Mitame. Why is he Mitame? Because it is a yad.
Go ahead.
What is the yad? You want to see why it's a Mitame? Why he explains it? You want to see Rabbi Yosi Mitame? Why is Isam Kyodos Hoyl since? Then Uyois Lahapech Al Yodinus Rosh Shibolim Basar with a shovel, with a rake. With a rake. Pitchfork. Not a pitchfork. No, not a pitchfork. A rake.
This is a pitchfork.
Not a pitchfork. It's a rake. Is that a pitchfork?
It's a pitchfork.
No, it's not. That's a rake.
It's not a rake.
There's a difference between a rake and a pitchfork. A pitchfork has spikes. You can stick it. You can take a piece of meat.
That is a spike.
No, it's not. It's not.
It is a rake. A rake,
a rake has no
rake
spikes.
Has
no, it's not pointy in the bottom.
Okay, I'll call it a spike.
I have a rake on the porch. You want to see what a rake is? I'll show what a rake is. I have a rake.
Your rake doesn't look like that.
It's much more sophisticated. 21st century.
Come on.
Okay, Vaita. Now, Rabbi Yosi Mitame. Next. Pesigo Shel Esh. We just said what Pesigo means. Pesigo means a minor branch. A tribute. How do you say that in
English? Trivial.
No. Tributary. It's a minor offshoot of a stream. How do you say it in English? Only you know those fancy words. Sumptuous repast. I was sitting there in the car. What in the world is this guy saying?
You're on 7 million people are listening.
Billion. It's billion. Billion, not million. It's just a difference.
You don't even know
your numbers. Pesigo shel eshkol is a pesigo means a minor branch of a cluster of grapes, not the main one. Sherikna that has been emptied out. They all fell off. The halacha is tohira. It's not called the yad. Okay, look at this picture. We have here an Eshkol Shalanovim, and here we have over here the Pesiga. A Pesiga is a minor branch. A minor branch.
Which is a major, which is a minor.
This is the major. This is the major. The major is this. This is the minor. Pesiga Shal Eshkol Sherikna. All of the grapes fell off. Sherikna. Pesiga Gedoyla Shesiru Eskol HaPesigim HaKetanim Mimena. Tohira milahios yad. It's called the pesiga gedoyla, and the pesiga katana. Katana. Katana has the grapes. 1, 2, 3 grapes. So the little grapes fell off from the little branches on this pesiga. So now if I hold on to it, and I carry, I hold on, and I transport the entire cluster by holding on to this branch, that's not called the yad. Therefore, the mind afkamina, if a sheretz touches this, everything else remains tall. This cannot be a conduit to bring contamination to all the grapes, because even though maybe you'll hold on, you can theoretically hold on to it, and by holding on to it, you can transport the entire cluster. But it's unlikely. It's not the derech. The male does not have the status of a yad. Okay, that's what it says over here. We have the next Mishnah. We have over here Pesiga Shel Eshkol. We have over here a small branch of a cluster sherikna emptied out from scrapes to hira. Shira Gagrech. Let's say there's one little grape tmeya. Now, what's that picture? That picture over here is here, this picture. Let's say there's one grape left. The last Mohegan. The last Mohegan. Kish Vishtaira Pesiga Kitana Achas Uva. And one Pesiga. And that one too, there's a gargit, there's a grape. Ala Mechor Hare Shagam Ha Pesiga La Kitana Vagam Ha Pesiga Ha Gudol Nasu Kulam Yad La Yisra Gargir. Everything is a yad. Whether you hold it by this, whether you hold it by this, wherever you hold it, wherever the sheretz makes contact, it becomes tummy. And in turn, then the whole cluster is tummy as well. Let's see the state over here. Shiva Gagarecha Tumeya. Pesiga Shal Eshkol. Eshkol Anovim, a cluster of grapes, cotton. Hayotze Mishidras, that comes from the spine of the cluster of grapes. Hayotze, which comes from the spine of grapes. It once upon a time had a lot of grapes, and now they're all gone. They all disappeared.
So this is the second case. Siegel Shalach.
This is the only a cluster of grapes, katan.
Eshkol and Lavan katan, a small cluster of grapes.
A small cluster of grapes. Hayoytze mishidras or Eshkol hagadol that comes forth from the large cluster. Uboy and on this kamagarina and eliminate many grapes. Sherikna. But now all those little grapes, migargina and avim tohira. Why not? Why? Because it's empty. It's not called a yad. It's not a yad. Let's say shir, but let's say the psiga and the psiga gargir echad. On this psiga, we leave one grain. I think gargir echad. Why? Tameya. Shechashuv kia loz gargir. Yad. This is where we're up to. Sharvit shaltimah shariknu. Sharvit is, I guess, the spine. Okay, sharvit is a sharvit. A sharvit has zov. Okay, Machbedes Hatamar, date. Tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu. You know Tzvi Rabelski, right? Tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu, Sharvit. Sharvit. Sharvit Hasorig Sha'olav. Now he has a Sharvit. See, this is not the Sharvit. I made a mistake. This is called the Machbedes, Machbedes Hatamar. This is the Machbedes. This is called the Machbedes. What's the Machbedes? Different word. It means it's the thick branch.
This is the sharvit.
The sharvit, the little guys, the little branches, the little guys. Sharvit hasorik. Sorik means a branch, a minor branch, a minor branch. Olav samchim hatimodim, dates are growing. Hasharvit mishamesh asiyad. So if a sharvit touches this little thing over here, you become tamei. Hasharvit mishasiyad rak letumodim, only to the tumam hamukubodim, all of that are attached to it. Ach einay mishamesh yad l'shar hatmarim shebe machveda. It's not mishamesh for the other dates. So only things that are on this line. If a sheretz touches one of these things, only that line down there becomes tamei. Everything else remains tamei.
Yeah.
Okay, got it?
Only which line?
Only down the line. Only down the line, down the line.
That's tahara. If it's totally empty, it's totally break.
No, it doesn't say right now. No, right now we're discussing where it's not empty. Right now we're discussing where it's full. Where it's mole. Okay, then it's a yad. You touch the sheretz, touch it. They all become tummy. Okay, so stay vital. Right, the sharvich shall tomorrow shariknu. We have a sharvich shall tomorrow shariknu. Oh, now became a shariknu. That's why I'm tahara. Oh. It's almost like the to the branch. Tohor. To the branch. So he's saying over here that when the sheretz touches this, it's not going to contaminate. It's empty. Sheretz touches this. It's not going to bring tumah to the other ones. The tumah is not going to spread from here to here and to here to here. It's not going to spread. That's what it says. It's not a yad. However, let's say shirba tumora achas sharvit tamei shenech sheves yad lo isa tumora. Let's say there's one little guy. One little guy will call him Harry. Harry. Kishnishtaira tomorrow achas al gabi hasharvit nasa hasharvit yad lo isa tomorrow. The sharvit is a yad to that one. A sheretz touches this thing, that becomes tamar. Let's say sharvit tomorrow achas tamar. Shnechshav yad lo isa tomorrow. B'chein b'kidnios dins. Sh'avderech gidulon kach sheba'onaf echad mechubadim kama sharvitim many little branches. Hainu tar milim, a new word. Tarmo, a new word. And we call sharvit kama garine kidneys or beans. A picture of beans. Oh, we got the beans. Green beans. Look at this. Green beans. I always wanted to look at how they grow. They grow like this. I thought they were manufactured like a factory in China somewhere by Amazon. Look at this, actually goes
beans.
In the ground.
They're
beans. Goes in the Goya. Goya. Sharvit shall kidnis. A sharvit shall kidnis. A tarmil shall be soch and nimtseis garine kitakit kidnis. Tarmil Tarmel is, I guess, the zach. Besoch ha-tarmel ha-kidnis nimzis gar-ine k-kidnis.
Shell.
The shell. You see how Hashem packages things for us so nicely? Hashem was ahead of his time. He was ahead of his time. Hashem knew how to package it. He was ahead of his time, Hashem.
Look at this thing, right?
Yeah. Like a banana. It's amazing how it comes in a package. It's amazing how it's come packaged. Hashem was a very good marketer. The color is nice. It's appealing. It's round. And Hashem knows how to do marketing also. Not just how to do packaging. The packaging has to have an appeal. An appeal to the customer. No. The soicha tarmel inside the package, a kidneys, nim says they are seeds of kidneys. Tarmel a kidneys, mishamash kashomer, he's now saying a whole new zakh, a shomer now. Saying a chidush over here. Tarmel a kidneys, mishamash kashomer. The tarmel, the package is a shomer, the garine a kidneys, shib soicha, the im, the recon is a tarmel, the garine a kidneys, let's see, empty him out. Shib soicha, ha reza tar, shikavar ain a shomer. So he's saying over here, merge the chidush. That the din, when we say when we're dealing with the kidneys, we're not dealing with the yad, we're dealing with the shomer. A shomer is better than a yad, because not only is a shomer a conduit of tumah, a shomer has a maila that it's mitztarif to the shir beitza. Okay? So when we spoke about the tamarim, the tamar, we're dealing only with the shayla of a yad. Dealing with the kidneys, dealing with the din of a shomer. Shomer is better than a yad. Because a shomer, not only is it a conduit of tumah, a shomer is mitztarev to the shir beitza, so that the zach can be metame something else. Okay, so here he says the tarmel kidneys, shemshamish knows what happens is empty. There's nothing left inside. 1, 2, 3, 4, they're all gone. Then it's tar. Let's say there's even one thing left, even one bean left in the ganze package. Normally comes four in a package. Let's say there's only one bean left in the package. Ganze zach, the ganze package, even the part of the package that was hosting the other three, serves as a shomer for that one bean. Okay, you understand? Are you okay?
Yeah.
We seem a little out of it today.
Oh, I want to get out of this mission. It's taking us forever to get out of here.
Sharvit shall tomorrow shoot with this was Tomei, the same to give us. Sha'av derach gilul kach, shabba on of echad mechubadim kama shavitim, behind you tarmilim, packages. The whole Sharvit, kama, gargir, kibis, there are many beans. Our picture has four. Shavit Sharikne, let's say the package has been emptied out. It's empty, the package is empty, there are no more beans inside. Tarmel, the package. Sharikne, migarine, hakibios tarsh, eina shavit, areg, nechshav kiyat. So you see the machlex between the kahati and between the picture book. He says the issue over here is a din of a yad, or he says the issue over here is a shoyma. He calls it a yad, and he says the issue over here is kishoyma. Shoyma. Okay, isn't that interesting, Diak? Very interesting, Diak. Let's say Shiba Gagri Echad. There's one bean left. Tomei, Shashav, now the Shav, Chosh of Yad, but Oisa Gagri. The Shav, the Gans of Shav, Elizabeth Zayim, Matarba shall pull beans. The Shav shall pull Shayeshba Gavin, the fish. Is Matar shall pull, the Shav shall pull a bowl of beans, Shayeshba Gavin,
fish.
So they're saying that there are different types of beans. Not all beans are the same. There's something called pull and something called kidneys. The nishta zel bazach. Here he's showing you where they are. And he, Elizabeth, says, "Shaber b'shal pull sheish b'gidim l'fish apolim gasim." The difference of pull is gas. Kidneys are humble. They're meek. They're thin. A pull is mole ruach. It's gas. Gas. The ain tzarich lachem l'sharv. You don't need the sharv. Oh, you know why? Because you don't need. What's the hamachus of gas? I don't need you. I owe you nothing.
Right.
I don't need you. Thus, could I just come just for this? Don't stand this over here. The reason why it's called gas. The ain tzarich lachem l'sharv. I don't need you. Memela. And but it's mitan b'shal kinyas. Im nishal gagu echad b'shari, one gagu, im nishu roitze b'shimushan. You need it, because you want to use the tarmil in order to use it. She yishamish ha-shavir kiyad. Kedei lecho is boi kishigirtze l'nako yisar katidiyas. Me obak, to clean off the kidiyas and the dust. B'soilas. Okay, so let's see what's the little thing we're going to the pool. We're going to zayu mitan b'shal, pulling mitan b'shal kinyas, she m'nishu roitze b'shimushan. So, this he agrees. I agree to the mandim over here. That's over here. Shiva gagrecha tome. Tome, I agree. This he agrees. This was a retarbishal pole. When it comes to poles, now what's the pole? Here are the beans. Now where are the beans? Different plants. Here you see the beans. Okay, you see the beans?
Yep.
It's called pole. And why? They're reading out pole in some sort of tarmil package. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Has 5 in the package. Just so 4. Garini Paul Hain Gidolim Miyasa Garini Kamas Acharim. Paul is bigger than all other beans. The bean, it's a bean, but it's a different type of bean. Nachacharim Tarmel Paul Hu Shomer Kishar Tarmel Chukorin Lachamim to Shomer. Like all the Tarmelim, the same laws apply. Those are in the Mazaria. Tarmel means the package. The package, the packaging, the outside, which houses the beans. In contrast, the shor tamile kinis ain a shomer. He holds it's a garnished. It's not called a shomer. It's not a shomer. Shavit shall not live mil a shavit shall pull. What's a shavit? The shavit shall pull a tarmil shabasechai. Shavit shall pull a tarmil shabasechai. You need some new pull. The little gosher was in a zaria, a tarmil a kinis, shemesh, shemesh, shemesh. Kori was in a zaria, the tarmil, the package, a kidneys, that's this case. Nechshav l'shoyner, look at this, v'neshu shoyner es ha-garinim shelo ye'ev v'shneket lost, v'soch ha-psoilis. V'kiv, v'shekein garini ha-pol shem gidolim, the garini, the seeds of pol, big ones, v'noyach v'noyach, it's easy, v'mash v'shom, v'hoit simen ha-psoilis, it's very easy to clean them. Let's say it gets full of dough, let's say the beans are lying on the ground, you can easily clean them off. Gambli ha-tarmel, I don't need the tarmel to protect it from all the dust. Haresha, him ainam shikh mas shmiras hatamil. I don't need you.
In
Kenat Hamil ain't a nexh of the shah, no different exact shah, no shah, but in a time, in a maybe as a tumble again, never. It never brings to mind no matter what. Even when
you're not considered a shaman. It's not considered a shaman.
Hatarmil, don't come at Hamil shah kiddies, nexh of the shah, look at this, according to the Hamil shah kiddies, nexh of the shah kiddies. The Meshu Megan Alakinis. The in Kane, Haresha Shamil, maybe it's tumble, maybe the kiddies, maybe call. No. Come and say it's
always a shomer.
So he holds that this is never going to be called a shomer.
He says that the pole is not.
Why? Because what's the whole reason why you really want to protect?
I can clean it
on my own. Let's chaz the whole mishnah very quickly. Chaz the whole mishnah. Call the guys of Eichlem Shabbosas. All the others of Eichlem the Shabbosas have been threshed by the animal regarding harm. Because the content cannot come. Once the animal steps on it, it weakens it. Therefore, I can't pick it up with my bare hands. However, Rabbi Yosi mitame, because it's good, it's still attached, at least to the degree that the rake will be effective. Vaita pesigo shaleshkol sherdik not tohara. One little guy over here, which got emptied out, got cleaned out.
Yeah,
it's going to be tohara was tohara, but because there's nothing there. But let's say shir ba. Let's say you leave a gargirech, one little guy. One little guy is left over. One grape. Where's one grape? Here, there's one grape. Shiva gagrecha tmeya. Shavu shall tomorrow. The tomorrow day. The shavu shall tomorrow. Shirik not tahar. Nothing left tahar. However, let's say we leave over here. Shiva tomorrow. I leave one tomorrow. One little tomorrow. Achas tamei. We leave a one little guy.
It's a yad.
V'chein bekitiyos zel bezach. The kitiyos literally they fall out. It falls out. V'chein bekitiyos shavu shirik not tahar. Shavu means shavu shirik not tahar. The guy got left out. Tahar. Shiva gagrecha tamei. There's one little guy left inside the packaging that's going to be Tame. Even if it's full, even if all the little guys are inside, the packaging is never called a Shomer, a Yad, or a Shomer, because the pole doesn't need the packaging. I don't need it. I don't need you. Michel Paul, he holds that Tame is going to be but I agree to the Rabban on that when it comes to the kidneys. When it comes to the kidneys, I want to use the packaging in order to move around the beans inside, in order that it should not get dirty. When it comes to the part, it couldn't care less. Okay? Got it? We did a whole Mishnah. Here, look at Mishnah. Mishnah, Oisios, Neshama. Neshama said, all the Tudor, Bereim, Foshav, and Aliyah, and they should be Mispala for you, Shemegin, protect you, to guard you, wherever you go. Need protection. That's what you need. Need protection. Hashem has to Megan. You don't know what's good for you. Ki yorat hadech le-negdi. It's a malach shal rachamim. Malach was preventing Bilah from going. Rash, Mordek Rashi. Malach shal rachamim. Sometimes you do not reach your destination because it's not good for you. It's a malach shal rachamim. You have to always remember that. He has him spalled to the altar. They should go and they should guide you to protect you. You should send the malach shal rachamim.
Okay.
Why are you always making fun of me?